Hey, gamers, trainers, Pokemon, thanks for checking out another episode of Pokemon's Health. I'm joined by my guest today, Charles Scott. Charles, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good
I'm
to have
honored
you
to be here,
on.
man.
Hey, good to have you on. Excited to hop into conversation with you. Just a quick reminder for all our listeners, if you are into the message, into the vibe of Pokemon's Health, Pokemon Meets Men's Mental Health, if you're looking for support, you can hop into the free Discord. The link will be in the description. And that said, we'll hop on into our interview with Charles. Charles, one of my buddies from the local Chicago scene, I started to see after my first few tournaments. And eventually we just started to chat and get to know each other. And we're going to get to know Charles a little bit better today. So Charles, we just get started with how old are you? What do you do for a living, and where you're from?
So I am 32 years old. No, actually I'll be 32 in April. I'm
There
already
you go.
there, man.
Man, oh, same dude, same. I hear you.
I'm 31 for now, but I live right outside the Chicago area, Forest Park. And I am a field tech in a school district. So a little techie tech,
Yeah,
a little
that's what's up
troubleshooting.
for sure. That's what's up, man. Yeah, tell us how you got started with Pokemon. Like, are you Gen 1? Like, when was your first generation? How'd you get into it? And how do you currently engage with the community?
Definitely Gen 1. I remember waking up one morning to get ready for school. I always got up early because I live right across the street from the school I was attending. I was about seven, maybe. So I would get up early and just like my mom would allow me to watch TV while getting ready. And I flicked outside of the regular channel I would usually, catch on to, and I caught Pokemon.
Yeah.
I caught it right at the theme song, and I was like, whoa, what are these colors? What is this? What are these creatures? I was like sucked in right from the jump. So I don't remember what episode it was, but the theme song was definitely, I remember that vividly.
That's all you need. That's all
Yeah,
you need. That's
exactly.
correct. We still turn up to that song, and we'll probably for years to come.
Definitely on my kids'
Hell
playlist.
yeah. Hell yeah. That's how you start to indoctrinate them into the community.
Yeah.
And how do you currently engage with the community for the folks?
So I do local tournaments when I'm able to. I do have a couple kids. I have two boys. So time is very limited. But when I have some me time, I decide to, I found the Good Games community on the Pokemon trainer
Yeah,
website.
totally.
And ever since then, I started the Pokemon in the Park, which is where I think I met you.
Yeah.
That was my very first tournament, and after that, any tournament I could go to, I
Yeah,
dabble.
definitely. Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've talked about Pokemon in the Park. I definitely referenced it a couple times with other guys that I've had on the podcast. But Pokemon in the Park that day was crazy. That was a good ass day because it was like, was it Go Fest or something also? So there
It
was like
was
hella
a
people
lot, yeah.
playing Pokemon in Millennium Park in Chicago, which is, a beautiful park. It was a beautiful day. And we had our little tournament on the same day, which I, at the not until I got to the park was I like, oh, that's probably we're doing this in the park because the same day as Go Fest. But that was a nice day, dude. Made a
It
lot
was
of
a
friends. It
very
was
nice
beautiful
day.
out. Everyone's playing Pokemon and just chilling and happy. It was great.
Honestly though, my experience that day was a little hectic, because I was late. I think I missed
That's right.
the first round,
Yeah.
maybe the first two. Trying to find find a location of the spot. But I think I did pretty good that day. I had two out of the five rounds.
Yeah.
I'm not counting the two I was late for, so.
Yeah. Hey, man, it worked. That was a good day.
No,
I
out.
actually. That was an important day for this podcast too, because that's when I had met Moxie once before, and I had seen that he was
Oh,
part
was he
of our
there?
community. Yeah, Moxie
Oh,
was,
wow. I
yeah, there
didn't
at the
even
tournament.
notice. Yeah.
He's part of our community. I don't know if you knew that, but he is like, he'll come around to the bigger tournaments. And
Cool.
we met that day, we played that day. I told him about the podcast, and he was like, "Dude, I got an email from you," because I emailed a few people about it, and like they no one knew me at the time. And he was like, "Oh man, yeah, I remember getting that email from you. I'm super into the idea. Let's do the podcast." And that was one of the first episodes in Moxie, and it was super cool to like link. And that was all thanks to Pokemon in the Park. And I think it also speaks to how like it's just easy to get to know people in the community. Everyone's chill. It's a very inviting community. I've been having a blast. How about you?
I'm sorry, let me just quick story about Moxie. I battled him without knowing at Prioria.
That's so funny.
I didn't know what he looked like
That's
before
so
then.
funny. Were you listening to his content though before?
After that, I was. Literally maybe 2 or 3 days after that is when he posted something on YouTube, like the community blogs you can post on. He posted a picture of his face, and I was like, "Wait, hold on! I battled this dude I battled this dude yesterday or 2 days ago." And yeah, that was crazy.
That's super funny.
It was the that what day was that? I think that was that Friday. We did like that premiere challenge
A
the day
Peoria.
before day one. Yeah, that was when I battled him. But yeah,
Dope.
that But yeah, that was fun. What was your
Just your
question?
experience of the community. Like, I was just like, I've been having a blast with it. It's been very inviting and whatnot. How's your experience with the community been?
My experience have been pretty good, pretty great actually. Everyone in the community is like super helpful, super nice. I'm kind of the type of guy to ask for advice after each battle, like what can I do better? And everyone is like openly like helpful, like they're glad. They're like super glad to help,
Yeah,
and
dude.
I'm not used to that in the real world, to be honest. So
Man,
it's a great break from that.
let's talk about that for real. I think, we might get in that with the rest of the conversation though. It is like, totally. I'm not being used to that in the real world. I think I'm kind of used to that in the real world, but I do think, based on where you are, some people don't want to help. And some people
Yeah.
like not necessarily want to actively see you fail, but they certainly don't want to see like be part of you getting ahead of them, which I think I do feel like just like if I were to go to my more cynical side with that mindset, like I certainly notice that is something, that some people do that exists totally.
Hating is yeah, hating is a real thing, man. That's hate is real.
Call it what it is. let's talk a little bit about masculinity. Is a big topic of the podcast, of course, and I always love to talk to fathers. As generally talking to younger folks who are you're early in their fatherhood journey, so it's always a great perspective. But we'll start just like at the basis of this question, which I always preface with like no judgment, like based on how you learned, how you were brought up. What society's taught you, what do you think a man is, quote unquote, supposed to be?
And I'm glad I looked up the definition of masculinity when you told me about what this podcast was about. The qualities and what was it? Qualities and characteristics of being a man. That definitely had an evolution over the my entire life so far. And that's hard to answer because. I guess I can give you a couple answers. The first answer I think would be, depending on what time frame we're in. I know masculinity has changed over the years, and that really depends on, I guess I'll go back to the time frame thing. So if we're in like the caveman times, like before technology, before the wheel and all that, I would say masculinity is, I'm assuming back then someone would have answered, masculinity is me bringing home food, hunting, breeding, doing what I have to do to survive and provide for, my seed or whatever. Up to now, In my personal opinion, masculinity is, although I don't know the exact answer, it's definitely for me, what you want it to be honest.
Fuck yeah.
I and although I don't have a particular answer for myself about what it is, what I do know is like we can learn from women. Although it's, this is a little weird, like to say, like not to say, but
Articulate.
to frame, yeah.
Yeah.
But we can learn a lot from women about like, because I feel like women have like they do have a definite answer in like what femininity is to them. I feel like at least more so than men know what masculinity is like.
Yeah, dude, that's valid as fuck.
I believe women can all agree on like a standard, at least like as far as like what is femininity, like it could be beauty, it could be anything like that a woman wants to do, they could do it.
Yeah, dude,
And
that sums it up. That's crazy.
I feel like with men it's like there's no one really agrees.
Yeah, totally.
like I feel like it wasn't too long ago where I could wear like hoop earrings or like the dangling earrings and
Yeah.
like my uncle would be like, "What the heck do you have on, bro?"
Exactly.
like
Totally. Now I'm trying to wear as many dangly earrings as I
yeah,
can
man. And I feel like yeah, that's where we are in like
Yeah.
that.
I think you bring up a few good points, a really good points. And one that's really standing out to me right now is it's confusing. It's confusing as hell. We get a lot of mixed messages. And I think they're mixed for good reason, you know? I think the other part that I really loved is like it's like with femininity, you can just kind of be what you want to be, and they like have that figured out.
Yeah, it's
What's
like, yeah, go
actually
ahead.
what's true about masculinity is you can be who you want to be, but it's like been this whole thing where with masculinity, like part of quote unquote being a man, like there's this whole dominance thing, right? And part of dominance is telling other people what to do and who to be. And I think that people get like the wrong idea of that dominance. It's like it's more about personal power, you know. It's about the ability to like go out in the world and do like what you want to do, like personal belief in yourself, that kind of thing. But I think when you start to cross the lines of other people's boundaries outside of what they're asking you to do for them, that's when you get into dominance, and like well, that's where dominance becomes like a bad thing. And I do think because of that part of manhood that we get men telling other men how they're supposed to be. And if you're not that way, you're not a man, not a real man, quote unquote. And I think that's the
Exactly.
problem. And that's part of the reason why it's so fucking confusing for guys, you know? What do you think?
That brings up a memory I have from back then, like when I was in high school, maybe a sophomore or junior. I had a totally different mindset of what a man is, how a man should, act or be. And I got a lot of that from music.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I was very influenced by music, hip hop to be exact.
Yeah.
And I didn't have my father growing up, so that's where that's the only thing I could pull from, music
Yeah.
or movies, stuff like that. And what I ultimately, was pulled into was like, the gangster side of everything, like the roughneck type. Have to, have to be the hardest in the room, have to be the toughest, have to be like the loudest. And that exact thing is what got me into a little bit of trouble. Like I got punched in the face by a dude and a group of his friends like who surrounded me. And that changed my perspective. I was like, that happened to me because, I was trying to be the hardest in the room when that didn't even have to happen.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Exactly.
How much trouble do we get in like trying to be hard when like Shit, you can be hard and like what? Well, here's, were you talking shit? Were like, were you like, yeah, you were talking
I
shit.
was definitely talking shit.
Yeah,
And you know
I
what? It
was
was
like,
in front of my girlfriend. Like I thought I was,
okay,
you know,
yeah.
I had to.
Can't let her see me be a bitch, and being a
Exactly.
bitch means not challenging this group of men who could totally beat my ass. Like, what? What?
Exactly, yeah. Like
It's not even one on one. Even if it was one on one, you don't know what people are like you're willing to do, clearly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's just wild. And it was like, damn, like I'm pretty sure she knew you were a man and like respected you as a man before then. And a lot of times after some shit like that, they're like, actually, you're kind of stupid. I see you as less
Exactly.
of a man now.
What they said to me was like I was like I had no business like taking it to the next level, you know, like
Totally,
I could have just
completely.
shrugged it off. I could have, you know, it wouldn't have affected anything if I just walked away, you
Yeah,
know.
man.
But yeah, definitely that day I learned a lesson. Not to be like, you know, don't defend yourself, but you know, you also gotta like draw a line, like, hey,
Totally.
like, is this pick your battles pretty much?
Yeah. Is this worth what could happen on the other side? You know,
Yeah.
can I win this one? Which is a valid thing. It's like, can I win this shit? And even if you can win this shit, do I want to win this shit? Am I gonna get locked up? Like, is this motherfucker gonna sue me? Like, it's all those things. And I think it's part of toxic masculinity that it's like, fuck all that logic, which is another part of masculinity somehow. Fuck all the logic. If a motherfucker challenges you, you gotta step up regardless of what happens. It's like doing the fight is the smart thing. And it's like, actually, there's times that time and a place, you know. I love to like say, one of my favorite like things when you think about men is like being a it's like you want to be a warrior in a garden, you know. And it's better to be a warrior in a garden than the gardener in the war, right? And it's like be capable of defending yourself, be capable of being strong, but you want to be in that place of peace, you know. And if you have to go there, you got to go there. But why anything else other than peace if you don't absolutely have to do it?
Exactly.
You know what I
Exactly.
mean?
Yeah, that's definitely that exact the war in the garden. I like that. I
Yeah,
never heard of
dude.
that exact putting it in that frame, but
Yeah, man.
that's pretty much the idea I took from like that day. Like since then, I've grown more in my thoughts. Like I take less from things I that influenced me badly, you know.
Yeah. I get you.
And not to say that, you know, hip hop has like completely done that to me, but yeah, that's, you know, with someone without a, you know, a father present, you know, that can easily like be a slippery slope and like, you know, finding your influences and
Yeah. It's you know, it is not a mistake. You know, I believe the system has done a lot to harm the black family. And big part of that is it being very difficult to be a successful black man in this world, at least historically, without, you know, and then getting the message from, I guess hip hop is a big part of it. Like, hey, if you do shit on the other side of the law, you might come up, you know, like it's the way that the system is kind of move pushes a lot of our parents into quote unquote crime to survive, take care of us and shit. And then, you know, they end up in the prison system. And I don't know if that's the story with yours. It's not the story with mine, but it is, you know, I think that fuels a lot of what is behind gang activity, behind you know, and a lot of the stuff that is expressed in hip hop lyrics, you know, the absent father is the story of many young black boys, and we're trying to find masculinity in all these ways. And we got the rappers, we got the sports guys, like those guys are some of our biggest influences. So of course, you know, our masculinity is going to be influenced by that, and sometimes in some good ways, like, you
Oh,
know,
yeah, for sure.
football, you know, coming up as a football player did a lot for me to have, I think, a pretty healthy thing with my masculinity. But you know, there's a lot of football players doing some shit that, you know, the boys will emulate and get themselves in trouble with
For
too.
sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
man.
Yeah, it's two sides to it all, really. It just, you know, depends on, you know, how straight your head is,
Yeah.
how, you know, how vulnerable you are sometimes.
Yeah. It's learning balance.
Definitely learning
Yeah.
balance, yeah.
Is there any time in your life where you were like, okay, here's what I see as like manhood as, and I'm not living up to it, and now I feel bad about myself? Do you have any times in your life where you weren't feeling like you were living up to, whatever definition of manhood?
Man, living up to, yeah, actually, fresh out of college.
Yeah.
That's where you're like, what I don't know what your experience with, college or everything,
Yeah.
but I, during and after, I couldn't, I had a girlfriend, I was trying to, impress, and even my mom was on the on the side of, hey, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
After I went to NIU, by the way, for a couple semesters, and I graduated Morton College with a associate's in arts. And finding a job afterwards was like, I'm not gonna say it was hard, because I did find, I ended up working two jobs at some point. But it just wasn't enough to build, a foundation for myself to, grow and, do the things that my mom, would want me to do. So I guess I say it to say, like, I guess not making enough money, like, fresh out of college was like a point where I'm just like, yo, what am I gonna do? I was like having a existential crisis in that manner,
Yeah, totally, man. I
like
think
what
that's
am I,
a really
yeah.
normal time for that kind of stuff to happen, Even for people who come out and they're all set up, like maybe not as bad, because there's always going to be that stress of, all right, I don't make enough money to, build at the very least. Sounds like you're okay to take care of yourself, but like the building thing, especially for us as young men, it's like, all right, gotta start to set up this world for me to bring the right woman into and to have kids in and all that. And one, that's a lot of pressure off the bat for
Yeah, getting
real.
out the house,
Yeah, dude,
like.
that's big. And then yeah, getting out the house for the first time, like perhaps in your first like apartment on your own situation, or like moving towards that. That's big. That's huge transition, And it's honestly at 34, looking back at 22 and being like, of course you should be ready to do that. It's kind of wild to me. Of course you should 100% be good to go by the time you hit 22, It's wild.
Yeah, that is wild. Looking back myself, I'm just like, I don't know how I was like, how I was expected to, have so much figured out at that time. Because, but then again, my mom had me when she was 20, and so I guess she already had a lot of things, more things than I had figured out.
Totally. Same
And
with mom.
to her defense, like, she kind of had no choice, being with me, having me as a son, but, yeah, I didn't have my first kid until 3 years ago now, and even now I'm just like, yo, I still have a lot to learn myself.
Got it, man, for real. Yeah, I'm vibing with you. I also had a very young mom. She had me when she's 18, and just had to figure shit out. And of course, there were some challenges that came along with that. We'll save that for another podcast. But like, I'm hearing the, that respect for your mom and what she had to do. And like, I love the reflection that like she figured out a lot more before me. I didn't have a kid until a few years ago. How do you think having children changed your view of yourself as a man, growing up in this world?
I think one, definitely one of the things I think stays with a man, and I suppose we can all agree on this, at least when we have children, providing, making sure you build some kind of, legacy for them to, grow off of, as they get older. That's at least my very much goal. And yeah, it changed me. Having my first son changed me in ways like where I'm more, I'm not afraid to be emotional anymore. I'm not afraid to talk about, what I'm feeling, to anyone.
What do you think made that? What about having a kid made you? What do you think changed that for you?
Communication. Because I think before my first son was born, me and my girlfriend, Stephanie, she, her and I weren't that great at communicating. like it was,
Get
yeah, it was pretty rough. We bumped heads a lot because we always misunderstood each other.
Yeah, totally.
And I think along the way, as we realize, yo, we got a baby coming, like we got to be a little more thorough with things. And building that communication with her, I'm able to just express. And that's something I think I want my I know I want my son to, have the ability to do is express himself, and for him to want to do that, or he has to see it between me and her.
Yeah,
So
dude.
that's where it starts.
Man, that's so important. That's so important. I think people think a lot of people are, I think our parents' generations anyway were very like, maybe not as touchy-feely or like really, realizing the importance of the dynamics of their relationship they were showing to, their kids. And, you sounds like you coming from the single parent family household, like how it's like, damn, I never get really got a ton of that personally anyway, like a ton of that. It definitely not in a healthy way with some of my mom's relationships that I even did get to see, you know what I mean? And it's really important. It's so important. If we want them to grow up and have happy lives, like I think a lot of us agree that, having their parents involved in their lives, whether they're together or not, but like having their parents involved in their lives, and if they are together, showing them healthy shit. And then as a parent, like whatever relationship you are in around your kids, show them healthy shit because part of their happiness will be how they get into relationships later in life. And we want to show them as best we can how to do that, with their best foot forward.
Definitely. Another thing that that developed in me as a father, was, I was big on this before, but even more now, being a man of my word.
Ooh-wee.
I'm like
Tell them.
really big on that. If I promise you something, I will do it, like
Yeah.
at by any means.
Yes.
So,
That's
and that's
enormous.
something I think I wanted from my father that he couldn't provide. So
Yeah.
I decided to take that upon myself to, carry that torch
That's
myself,
yours. Hell yeah, man. And everything starts there. I think that's like the number one, just like, what we're communicating for, like with that being such a high value is like, a lot of times in a relationship, what are our agreements in a relationship? What are we committed to in this relationship? How are we going to raise these kids in this relationship? How are we going to treat each other in this relationship? And it all comes down to what I agreed, I say I'm going to do, who I say I am and me backing that up with my actions. I think that is like when I start to like teach this stuff to guys who are struggling with it, integrity is number one thing. We got to start at integrity. Your word to yourself, your word to each other. And from there is where the other skills that are important to help you stay in integrity, where those come in. That's huge,
Yes,
dude.
sir.
That's huge. That's huge. I wish I had that from, I mean, my father wasn't really around, but like I did not know him as a man of his word also, even for the times he was. It's like, I'm gonna come get you on XYZ. XYZ comes and I'm still at home with mama. You know what I mean? Like that shit, I still got wounds from that shit. I don't want to bring that to my kid's life one day,
You just like me for
Yeah, dude, we're gonna have some good conversations in the future too. This is
For
the
sure.
best part about this, getting to know people.
Yo,
Last, yeah,
I'm
go for it.
sorry. No,
Yeah,
that's
no.
why I love what you're doing here, man. Although I don't have, I don't know if anyone has given you a definite answer of, what they think masculinity is. But I think that, somebody or anyone could find the answer in like all the episodes that you will eventually have,
Yeah,
because
dude, totally.
the truth is like somewhere in all of our answers,
Absolutely.
and you'll be hard pressed to find someone that doesn't like Pokemon. I mean,
No, yeah, totally, man.
even Stephen A. Smith picked Charmander,
Yeah,
did you
Stephen
see
A. Smith hollering at it.
that?
I feel like that's the goal of the podcast, and it's like guys to get their experience, like remove the stigma around, being vulnerable and talking about your challenges and whatnot, but also like here's all these guys and what they think it is. And of course the theme is it's whatever you make it, but like here's some really good examples and here's what guys like are saying consistently that I think really aligns. And I hear a lot of protect, I hear a lot of provide, I hear a lot of honing in on responsibility, integrity, and those through lines I want people to be able to see and add to their definition. And maybe some guy gets some other crazy thing that's like, this makes me feel like a man. And other guys will be like, oh, I never thought about that, but let me try it out. You know, I think that is beautiful. The beauty of these conversations.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, these episodes could probably be used as a thesis for someone, someone's paper, you know.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah,
One of the last questions here as we're starting to wrap up. Have you had any kind of mental or emotional health struggles in the past that you could share with us about how you worked through them or maybe are working through them?
I'm not diagnosed or anything. I do think though there's some kind of depression going on. And it's definitely there, every day, but some days are worse than others. The worst days don't come as often.
That's good.
But how I get through it, it might be, I don't know if it's healthy or not, but I do try to isolate myself, from social media. And even like kind of in the real world, like if you ask anyone I know, like I'm a horrible texter. That's probably because I'm trying to work through something, you know. I'll text you back in like 3 days, you know. But again, that comes back to the man of the word thing, you know. You're a friend of mine, so I'll text you back eventually. But yeah, I just isolate myself in some form, listen to music, and even make music.
Awesome.
Yeah, try to
Good stuff.
find things that, you know, find solace in things I like, you know,
Yeah, totally.
until I'm able to come out again.
Beautiful, dude. I think that it's important that because isolation does get a bad rap, I think, but I think it's important to kind of think about like what's isolating, when are you separating yourself from the world, and do you see yourself just getting more and more and more separate from the world? I think that's when isolation is bad. When I think hear what you're saying and it's like, you know, depressed and trying to work through it, I hear like a value with solitude. And I think there is something very important about solitude for all of us. You know, I think there's a time to be together, like just in our lives and in our healing too. But I think there's a time like that solitude can be valuable in a lot of aspects as well, and as long as you recognize like I'm in this, like I'm stepping into this time of solitude to, you know, to go through the thing. And it sounds like you also have additional activity in the solitude, not that has intention, like your music, right? Like I think if you just have the isolation and you're on the couch just like, you know, watching like whatever on Netflix for like four
Binge watching
days
Breaking Bad for
for like
you
4 days straight, it's like you need some help, hit me up, you know, like let's talk to somebody. Cause you know, that's the isolation that feels like it's a little slippery and it's like you're not asking for help, maybe if you need it.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been there.
Yeah, total. No, I'm sure. No judgment on that either, but like it sounds like you've had some evolution with it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, especially with having kids, you know, I gotta get up, bro. Like, you know, I gotta pull myself up, and you know, I think I've done a great job, like, you know, like I said, evolution and helping myself, you know, get up and, you know, do the things I gotta do.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. How do you
How
think?
about how about you, man? Do you deal with anything?
So I haven't talked about this on the podcast yet.
Okay,
I'm not
sorry.
diagnosed with anything yet. No, I should. It's a good conversation. I'm not diagnosed with anything. I do think I may be prone to spots of depression, and I haven't re recognized it as that. And I think that for me, it's mostly shows up in energy, just energy level, and just being like finding it really hard to get out of bed when times are tough. And I mostly like tough it out, which is why I'm just like, I think that's like more like minor depression, which I don't even know if that's the name of it. Acute depression is probably a better thing. But what I do think I may be dealing with is ADHD, and I actually going to talk with my therapist about like how I go about getting tested on Tuesday, because I've been noticing like myself like not overwhelmed, but I feel like whelmed, you know what I mean? And like
Yeah.
that overwhelm is like just around the corner, like just more and more frequently to stuff that I just used to crush and could give two shits about before, you know what I mean? I feel myself like my memory getting a little bit like when I say memory, like remembering my keys and shit, like shit, little things like that. I forgot my keys like thrice in the last month, you know what I mean? And like shit like that, like adding up, I never used to do anything like that, you know what I mean? Attention wise, I feel like I'm like okay, but like actually not okay, because it's hard to stay focused on a task at times, and unless I'm like hyper locked in, and it's hard to get to that state when it wasn't before. So that's something I'm kind of exploring right now. As something that I think might be affecting me. And I've started to think about it because I've had a number of people in my life and even the last year that's like, it's like, oh, this is what ADHD like can look like for people. And that's like helped me out to be like, yo, this looks familiar, you know, and it's looking more and more familiar. So playing around with that and trying to figure that out. I'm literally like taking steps like now to figuring that out.
That's like, everything you just mentioned, like I feel like everybody to some extent experiences at some point, like low energy. That's something I deal with too in my isolation. Like it starts with low energy, but then I'll find eventually enough energy to like get up and like do something I like, and then that's like the steps, and then
Totally.
eventually like I come out forgetting stuff. I think for me, I experienced that too, and I think I experienced that too, and I think that comes from like how busy I am in my schedule these days. So I mean, yeah, man, I'd like to know like how that progresses when you see
Totally.
someone like I
Definitely.
You know, because I feel like all those things, like I said, anyone can experience them, but like when it's like so like frequent, that's when I think you should start worrying,
That's when it's like, I'm like, is this a thing? You know, I because that's what my thing was before, like when it started. And I'd say I've been thinking about this for 6 to 8 months. And I just like, at first, when it started to seem like it, I'm like, all right, let me just keep a little eye on this. And then I see like interacting with some of my ADHD people in my life, like, and seeing them do a thing. And I'm like, oh my God, that's like that one time I did that thing. And I've hardly even said anything to them about it, right? Because I'm like, I could probably just ask them what they think. But I'm like also dealing with this thing, right? And this, again, here comes the toxic masculinity of like, no, I don't have a problem. I just need to be tougher. I just need to get my shit together. I just gotta lock in, bro. That's all. I just gotta lock in. I'm gonna lock in my way through this instead of asking for help, you know, and hiding that I'm having these little issues, you know what I mean? That's hard. I'm not perfect at that shit yet either. And it's just like it's an interesting space. I'm like, and as the that time like grew and grew and grew, I'm like, okay, this might be a thing, and I might need to just ask for some help and guidance around this, which like took, I feel like I took an okay amount of time to do this. Like I've only started to like worry about it. Like I tell you, like last week or the week before, I forgot my keys and I was just like, okay, I need to do something about this. Like I just like that just feels egregious. You know what I mean? Like I've got to call somebody. Hey, neighbor upstairs, it happens to have the key. Lucky you have the key, by the way, or else my ass would just be locked out. You know what I mean?
For real,
And
man.
it's just like annoying. It's embarrassing. It's vulnerable. So yeah, I feel it, man.
Pride has been definitely detrimental to like men for the past however long.
Forever.
And I think, yeah, that's one of the things that like I think has affected like the way we men are today, like I said, we can't agree on like what masculinity is because I don't know if we're scared to like tell each other our preferences
Yep, 100%.
and beliefs and what we like.
Or half the time it's my way's better than yours, and that just makes motherfuckers not want to even talk to you. You know what I mean? There's just so many reasons for it to be like a butting of heads, which
It's
again is
crazy.
partially pride.
Yeah,
That's what we do. It's what we do. But back to
it's
Pokemon a little bit. How do you think Pokemon has contributed to your happiness? Like, what about Pokemon's really makes you happy?
back to when I was seven, those colors, like I never seen like co color so vivid. And up to today, like I'm always excited about the new generations.
Yeah.
It gets a it always gets hate in the beginning, but like
100%.
5 years later, no, this is the best generation. But no,
Yeah. Somebody, this is somebody's favorite game, period. You know what I mean?
before I got into competitive battling, I think what I loved most about Pokemon was that, you know, the new generations, the, you know, finding, exploring all the new Pokemon, encountering shinies, catching shinies. I'm working on a shiny living decks.
Get it?
and now that I'm into competitive, like I think that's what I love the most. And I've always had like a back in my mind thing, kind of like, hey, I think I want to do it competitively one day. And
Yeah.
I just started and I'm loving it. Any
Beautiful.
tournament I could go to, it's always fun, even when I get my ass kicked, you know?
Hell yeah, dude. That's a great attitude about it. Do you kids play, by the way? They play at all?
Not yet. My
They're
oldest one is
little,
only,
three, right?
yeah, they're
Yeah, my
only,
bad, my bad.
yeah, he's only
Good.
three.
You're doing the right thing, not nudging them along the
Slowly but surely,
line.
but
Slowly
yeah.
but surely. Last questions, and I'd like to put them back to back. And one is, what are you most excited for next in Pokemon? And then, if you knew there was a guy out there struggling, what would you say to encourage him?
So the next thing I'm excited for in Pokemon, I have two answers for that. The first one is like a selfish one. That's really for myself to have some more battles and, you know, keep getting
Sure.
better in the
Absolutely.
tournaments. That's one. The second thing I'm excited for is hopefully a Gen 5 remake. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And Pokemon Day's around the corner. It's an exciting time of the year. I keep forgetting. We're gonna find out soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's I'm pretty excited for that. I love the music in the Gen 5 game, so
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. That's it. Gen 5 was pretty solid. I need to go back. I did not do Black 2, White 2. I need to do one of those. I hear it's the experience.
it's like levels better than Black and White 1. Like
Yeah.
and Black and White 1 is really good, but
Yeah.
yeah, like 2 is like even gooder, you know.
Sick. Sick.
And if I would tell like someone who's, you know, struggling dealing with something, I would just, depending on what they're dealing with, you know, just tell them to like be themselves, you know, do something that makes them happy. And that can be the, you know, only start, you know, trying to get up and, you know, do something that makes them like, you know, full of joy. And you know, even if it doesn't make them all the way, you know, happy, you know, doing something that's enjoyable, I think could, you know, start rowing that boat, you know.
Yeah, that's I think that's so important right there, like that last caveat, even if it does not like get you to maximum happiness. It's something that you start to do to row the boat and move to just better feelings, better outcomes. And I think that's the important thing. You got to do something. If you just stay in it, you're just gonna stay in it.
And I know that could be difficult, like especially if you're lonely, like you have if you don't have anyone to pick you up.
Yeah.
I've been there. I know, and what helped me was you know, sometimes you have to take the initiative too to, you know, make a phone call and tell someone like, hey, you know, want to hang out, you know, listen to my story, you know.
Yeah. I think, you know, that is, and it's like, you know, make sure they know that you're going through a thing, which is hard. But
Definitely.
like, if you just let them know you're going through a thing, people, that's different than like, you know, especially if they don't know you as someone who's going through something in the first place. How can your friends take care of you? Which is what we all want, is for our friends to, you know, help take care of us in a way. How can they do that if they don't know you're going through something, you know? If it's
Exactly.
just like a, you know, I want to hang out and do this thing that you might find annoying, friend, you know, just for shits and gigs, that's different than, hey, I'm really like going through it right now. Would you mind going to this place with me? I know you don't love it that much, but I could really, you know, use your support. And like whatever the conversation goes to, like after that, that's a different conversation, you know? That's a different level of urgency. And that's how someone knows, like, oh, this person needs me right now. And I'm gonna be there for them because I want them to be happy. I want them to be here. I want them to stay here. You guys know what I'm getting at, you know? We all need like that. We need that support. Don't let yourself stay isolated when that feels like the easiest thing to do.
Definitely. That actually that sparks a thing in my head where I know I forget what I was listening to or watching, but someone was saying like how men and women deal with breakup differently, which is one thing that could like be detrimental to your personal health or I know women are easier in gathering around each other and saying, "Hey, I need help for my friends." Men will keep that in. They'll tell their homie like, "I'm good," like
100%.
deep down turmoil.
Ready to cry literally in that moment.
Yeah.
I'm good. And pull it back. Stop doing that
I
shit,
think
guys.
definitely I think pride is good in some scenarios, but not all the time. Not things like that. Like you definitely have to find a way to get that out, like when you're hurting
Absolutely.
inside.
Beautiful, Charles. Man, this has been a fun conversation, man. I look forward to continue to get to know you offline as well. But I really appreciate all your perspective and you joining us today, dude.
Yeah, I hope I gave you some good stuff here
Yeah.
to present.
Absolutely.
I truly appreciate you asking me to do this, Leroy.
Yeah.
And you know what's hilarious about your name?
What? Tell
My
me.
mom my mom almost made my middle name Leroy.
That's
So
awesome.
and the only reason why she didn't do it was because she thought it was old school.
Yeah.
So to this day, any Leroy I run into, I'm like, man, I wish I had that name.
Ah.
Cause Bruce Leroy, I don't know
Yep.
if
He
you
got the
the last
glow.
yeah,
You look
exactly.
more like him than I do.
I'll take
Ah,
it.
beautiful, dude. Charles, dude, have a great rest of your day. And man, I look forward to seeing you in the shop soon.
All right, for sure. You as well. I will see you soon.
Thanks, man. And that is a wrap with another one of the brothers from the local scene here in Chicago, Charles, and really appreciated that conversation. I'm just thinking about how we've had a number of fathers on at this point who really have gotten a lot of words around fatherhood and how it's changed guys, or even the guys who may not be fathers yet, and mentioning not having a father like around or a male role model around, and just like how impactful that is to guys. Like we cannot just speculate the impact that a father has in a child's life. We've got plenty of evidence. You know, we have plenty of evidence of like I didn't have a father, so I want to be this kind of father. Or I had a father like this, so I want to be this kind of father. And just like these improvements that guys are really wanting to make in their lives, or make sure their children have through their powerful fatherhood. And Charlie is Charles, one of those guys. And I really just want to you know. Send a big shout out to all the guys like me that I'm really vibing with that did not have that regular kind of father figure in their life for so many years. And just to say, I know that struggle. I know that struggle. And there's a lot that we can do in adulthood to continue to heal from that and support each other as we kind of move into our opportunities to lead younger children to their best selves, etc. As we enter fatherhood or even mentorship to the young kids around us. So reflecting on that, appreciate you guys listening as always. Looking forward to next week. Talk soon.